today. So glad to join you for our Shift Today radio experience. What a year have we thus far, shall I say. This has been an amazing, amazing time and season, and I pray that you are pressing in and pressing on, and I want to welcome you if this is your very first time listening to Shift Today radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I am your morning ministry host so that you can shift. And if you haven't shifted, this would be a great time to begin to shift, to feed your faith and starve your doubts, starve the lies of the enemy, starve whatever has been preventing you from going forth. And you don't have to do this alone. For what did he say? It's not by power, nor will it be by might, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead can raise you up off of your bed of affliction. It could raise you up out of dead emotions. It could raise you up off of whatever you need to be raised up from, because you have the power of God, shall I say. It is available. And so take advantage of what God has given you. Amen. So once again, I'm so glad to join you today. And wow. It's just so much. I'm like, Holy Spirit, what direction are we moving today? But I do know that when you're coming on shift, you will be able to change your perspectives, the way that you think, the way that you see things, the way that you hear things. God is really doing something new, and it's new to those that really have been pressing in and are waiting for this new season, because it is truly a new season. And it's harvest time. For those of you who've been pressing in and pressing on, you're seeing the manifestation of those prayers. You're seeing the manifestation of those declarations of faith. And if you haven't already, let me tell you something. God is an 1159 God. He will show up when he needs to show up. Because sometimes he needs for you to show out, be removed out of the situation. And so that he can move forward to what he wants to do. Because God's plans, they will stand. Because they, you know, he had intended for his plans to be here and to manifest before you ever got here. So with that, if it seems like I'm stumbling around, I'm really kind of searching around in the spirit realm as far as what the Holy Spirit is saying, where are we going? I'm just being very transparent today. But I will thank you, though, for joining me today and with your faithfulness and just pressing into what God is doing, because God is truly doing a new thing. And I would even like to hear maybe some of the things that God is doing from you all, too. I'll open up this broadcast as well sometime during this time we have together this morning. And so I would like to just hear, you know, how far God has brought even some of you guys. And I tell you, I want to just announce you all, I'm an official author. I've been an author for many, many years, shall I say. You've been actually whatever God has called you to be for many, many years. But there comes a time inside of you where you say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever God has called me to do. I'm going to be whoever God has called me to be. And it's time to manifest. Because it says in Romans that the sons and daughters of God are waiting for God to manifest. So that, you know, so it's that time. It's time for you to manifest whatever it is that God has placed inside of you. It's not that you're manifesting something outside of yourself, from some created thing. It's really you coming to the point, as I mentioned even yesterday, when you come to the end of yourself, you truly get to the beginning of God. And God begins to show you some things and reveal to you some deep things. And these are things that it's not a mystery for you. It'll be a mystery, basically, for the enemy. Because if he knew the things of God, he wouldn't have destroyed Jesus. If he really knew the things of you and what's inside of you, he wouldn't have touched you. But guess what? Even through that, you've pressed in and you've pressed on. And so with that, you can continue to do that even starting today. I know we only have so many more days. So many people are so looking forward to next year. I'm thinking, you have to look forward to the next day. Why get all the way to the end and still be unfulfilled? And you can do whatever you need to do every single day. So you can do that and press in with what God has for you and draw it out. The woman at the well, she was drawing out, but she was drawing out some of the wrong waters. But you can draw out what God has drawn inside of you. And I tell you, God is doing things in such an accelerated way. And people will look up. We were talking about this with our ministry leaders a few weeks ago. We were saying people will look up and say, wow, you know, well, when did shift happen? And we thinking, shift has happened. It's just, and it's not that shift is necessarily waiting on God. Shift has happened. But it's just the matter of what God is doing so much inside of us. And we were talking about that. For me personally, I would rather go deep with something that God is doing as opposed to having something that others could see, you know, because I believe what others will see is just how much you've gone into the depths of God and just how much you've taken the time to do whatever you're doing. For me, it's studying, and for me, it's just, you know, just really participating and doing what God has done. It's not easy, but I tell you, when you sacrifice your time and really put God first, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his way of doing things, you will see results. Results, I mean, if you were trying to lose 30 pounds, for an example, you don't see that the next day. You don't see the seed that you've sown into the ground the next day. But there's a process that happens. And so that's what we were talking about a few weeks ago. People would say, well, wow, where did you guys show up? We were thinking there was a process that was happening. There was time that we were sacrificing, even in community, you know, because we know. I think about all the years where Tyler Perry said that he was writing all those plays. And he would write one play after the next. He was dreaming, and he was living big inside of his vision. And, you know, then he would have a play, and then there was only 12 people, 15 people. And he was like, really, God? And he's like, but just stick with the process, because you don't know when that moment comes, when then that suddenly. And that suddenly that everybody is seeing, and they're thinking that it's something big, and they're like, we're like, if you only knew the time and the sacrifices that we've made. So I even want to congratulate many of you all, because you all have made so many spiritual sacrifices, and you've sacrificed your flesh, and you've put yourself on the altar to allow the thing to happen for you. And that's what others will see. That's what people are going to see through me. That's what others are going to see through our ministry. That's what people are going to see through our leaders. That's what they're going to see through our partners. That's what they're going to see, that you've taken the time and the effort and you have sacrificed yourself. And then they look at the results and they say, wow. For instance, when you're in the gym and you've lost the weight, and they're like, wow, you look good. You're like, you don't understand. I've been trying to look good in a sense, and I don't mean the physical part, but just to get that breakthrough, to get what they see, that process. I've been trying to get here for so many years, or for so many days, and for so many months. But guess what? When it happens, it's so rewarding. What did he say even in Luke 1:45? Blessed is she who believes. And I believe for these that are on today or listen later now to this podcast. But there will be a performance for what you believed. There's a performance. You know, there's a sacrifice to even believe, especially so I say believe right, because you can believe all kinds of things. You can believe lies from the past and what other people said and what other people did and how long they did it. And just being the victim, how long will you sacrifice yourself to keep going through that same mountain over and over again? When God told you to have faith in him, believe what he said about you, about your situation, to know that that's a thing of the past and that God has the answer to your problem, which is the promise. If you have not gotten into that 21-day faith builder trainer, it's day 4, and it's still not too late. But I tell you, we're going to resume again in January. And it's for those that are not emotionally sensitive or to whatever it is, jolted, shall I say. Don't be emotionally jolted. Do something where you're thinking about what you're doing and activate yourself. As I mentioned yesterday, it's time to unwrap the gift of you. And sometimes God will use tools, I would say such as this, because it's only a tool. Like there's so many other tools. The Bible is a tool, but inside of that tool is life. Inside of that tool, you get a chance to participate to what has already existed. So this 21-day faith challenge, this already existed. It's just now manifested. That's the best way to put it. And if you get engaged with what God is doing with your life, you will see the results. It's all about the results, but main importantly, it's really about the process, because so many things happen in the process. I remember years ago when I went home one year, my sister and I, we went to the zoo, and it was one of the zoos that I like in Chicago. And one year I was just on this whole kick on butterflies. I mean, my mom will remember this if she's on, but I was just on this whole kick on butterflies. And I mean, because I was so focused and so in tune with the butterfly, and it probably has to do a lot, I'm sure, with, because that's the symbol of the Mrs. logo. The Mrs. logo is the butterfly and stands in the center of it. If you really focus into that logo, the way that the Holy Spirit created it through me is a woman that has no hair, because basically her arms being extended up as a form of surrender, it's her glory. See, to surrender is your glory. That is your ultimate covering. And so I was on this kick, and I told my sister when I got there, I said, I got to get to this butterfly exhibition they were showing. And so when I got there, I was watching the process of how the butterfly, they had so many stages of how the butterfly became the butterfly. But while I was inside of this place, there was this one particular butterfly that just kept landing on me everywhere I went. I mean, literally. And then they show you all the butterflies that was listed. So I says, well, let me look at this butterfly, because it just keeps landing on me. It's flying all around me. And I believe at the time, I didn't know at the time, but as I looked back into it, it was really prophetic. And when I looked to see this particular butterfly that was flying all around me, it was the monarch. And the monarch is one of the highest, in every realm, there's the highest form of that in that particular realm. Like the highest form in the animal kingdom is the lion, where the highest form of it, the butterfly kingdom would be the monarch. And so when I went into this hole, I looked up what the monarch meant, and it was talking about royalty. And I mean, all of this was just drumming up inside of me, you know, and it don't take much for me, because I'm already creative and artist and excited about the things of God and life. And so to what it meant and what the Holy Spirit was saying to me, and I remember before I left, my mom always seems to leave me some sort of gift, and then she had a gift wrapped up for me with the monarch, or not the monarch, but it was a butterfly journal, because really God was really doing a lot and transforming me. But he was transforming me not because he could transform me. He was transforming me because I was letting him transform me. It was like Jesus. He says, it's not that Jesus would not heal them, because that was his plan to heal them. He says that in Exodus 15, for I am the God that healeth thee. And that's not healing a broken bone. I mean, praise God, the broken bones and broken body parts and broken things can be healed. But I think of broken marriages, broken emotions, broken. I'm the God that healeth thee. And he said it the first time to announce it. Every time that God says something in the Old Covenant or the Old Testament or the Old Agreement, that was, he was mentioning it. It's what they call the first law of mention. So he was mentioning it for the very first time. Then he started being confirmed even through the prophets like Isaiah, you know, by Jesus' stripes you're healed. And then in Matthew, it's ultimately fulfilled through Jesus when he says, you know, that he would be the branch. And in Matthew 8:17, 1 Peter 2:24, and it's by the stripes of Jesus that we were healed. So first he announced it, I am. That's my name. I am the one who heals you. And now you get to the new covenant where there's better promises in the past tense way to say it's done. So if something happens to you, you can take from what's done. That's what I'm teaching in this faith challenge, this training. It's already done. The book is already done. The things that you're experiencing is already done. So when are you going to press past it and tap into what's already done? Your children are already healed, though they're suffering. Your children are already forgiven. Your children are already released. They're already detoxed if they're on addiction. It's already done. So what the enemy does, his job is to prevent, because he doesn't want to see, ooh, here it is, ooh, he doesn't want to see Jesus released again. Now, how is Jesus going to be released again? He ain't coming back down here to do this thing twice, but he's going to be released again with greater, in a greater measure, because there's so many believers that are all over the world to get the results. But he's going to see Jesus again, and he's going to hear Jesus again, because when you open up your mouth and you say what the word of God says, you've just said, Jesus, you've just been sent. But you've been sent for a problem. Jesus was sent for a problem. And the word of God is the solution. So when you say the word of God for the solution or for the problem that is existing, but you're saying a solution that has already been fixed for your problem. So when Satan tries to stop, block, hinder, and hijack your mind, you open up your mouth and not ponder no longer and meditate upon the problem. You begin to say Jesus. So he sees Jesus twice. He hears Jesus twice. And let me tell you something. Part of my program, you know what else Satan hates? He hates that he gets to see who he used to be. So you get a chance to praise God in advance for the performance that he has already done, that you're waiting to be manifested. Now faith is the substance. So Satan doesn't want to see who he used to be, and he surely doesn't want to get whipped again like he did before through the word. Jesus is the word. So you see the plan? For I know the plans that I have towards you. If you're on that Shift Today challenge today, I'm talking about the plan, because now we're going deep into what the challenge is all about. For I know the plans that I have for you, prosper you with the resources, the word that has already been done. These are my thoughts before the foundation of the world. And so what I need for you to do is press on and press in and take me for my word and stop dancing around this thing and allowing the enemy to toss you to and fro with every wind of doctrine from some other word that's in the world of the kingdom, a created thing, because the world was created that you live in, that you're, some of you all are only existing. You're not even living in it. You're just existing, floating in here. But it's time for you to float and gird up with your purpose. Told you I didn't know where I was going, but I do know the confidence that I have in the Holy Spirit, that when I open up my mouth, he'll fill it. And so, Holy Spirit, I thank you this morning that you just continue to do what you do best. Think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay and meet everyone that's listening today or later on to this podcast at their point of need. Help them, Holy Spirit. You are the comforter. You are the counselor. Let me read to you today from the counselor. Psalms 32, verse 8. Psalms 32, verse 8. Hear the wind words of the Holy Spirit that is live on this broadcast. He said, I'm going to read it today from the Amplified. I'm going to read it also this morning from the Passion Translation, because the Passion Translation is a great version of the Bible, but it only shows the Psalms, the Proverbs, and the Song of Solomon, I believe, and just the New Covenant. But the Song of Solomon says from Psalm 32, verse 8, this is to really help you this morning. He says, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you. Psalms 32, 8, verse 9. I hear the Lord saying, this is even prophetic. You hear it through my voice. I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway for life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes, your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't make me tug you and pull you along. Just come with me. Now, that's good. Isn't that good? I can just hear God so much in that. He said, don't make me tug you. Don't let me wrestle with you. Because basically he says, I'm not, because I need your free will. That's why he said, don't be stubborn. Don't make this thing more difficult than it has to be, because it doesn't have to be. It's so simple that it confounds the wise. Hear what I'm telling you today. Because the wise are so proud, so much reasoning in their heads that they can't get past it, because they think it just can't be that easy. Basically, they're saying, if I don't work so hard and lose a lot of sleepless nights and toss and turn and do all of this other garbage, then it just won't work. And then I hear him say, I hear the Lord saying, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway of life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eyes as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't be stubborn when I take you where you've not been before. Don't you know that the enemy doesn't want you to see what you haven't seen and hear what you've never heard, and to allow God to take you where you've never been before? Don't you know that? The tossing and the turning is your soul and your spirit, because when the enemy has roughshod over you and has set up such a fortress, he knew what he was doing when he was sowing those seeds that you never really realized at a vulnerable state in your life to really take hold and to cast those things down and make them become obedient to the word of God. He knew what he was doing, because if you didn't do that part, first it started as a foothold. You was just listening to it saying, okay, all right. And then the next thing, because you didn't open up your mouth and say something about your situation or go fishing to see what the promise was about your situation, then you began to announce it. Yeah, the enemy told me. You don't say the enemy, but yeah. Now you're starting to verbalize it. And he said, yep, I got her. I got him just where I want him. So now I can go into somebody else, because now I'm going to start letting their mouths water their problems all the way down so that they could ultimately become nothing and I could just be done away with them. I'll let them just self-destruct at this point, because death and life is in the power of their tongue. I've done my job to sow the seed. They've received the seed. They're now confessing it. They're now believing it. They're not doing anything any indifferent. It's the way that God wants to show them, because they've received my pride, which is wonderful, the Holy Spirit is saying. I mean, the devil's saying. They've received my pride because they haven't really read in James where it says submit to God, but before that it says humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Submit to God. And then resist me, and then I'll flee. They haven't read that part. So since they don't let it really take hold by meditating on some, putting themselves under something, because they don't realize that for me, I'm trying to be like God, Satan is saying. I'm trying to be like God and be their overlords instead of them realizing that, like I did with Adam, that they had an overlord. But because they didn't see it, and I tricked them to make them think that there was something that was greater outside of themselves, because I needed to get back legally in and into the world, or get into the world legally and have some kind of rulership that I want to be, because they don't really realize that I've been cast down like lightning. And so my goal was to be cast down so I could be like God and then rule like he ruled, and then I could just manipulate them through their thoughts, because that's where they are. I could constantly bewitch them. But see, when they open up their eyes, and this is what I really don't want them to do, because my job, the enemy is saying, is to 2 Corinthians 4:4, to blind them so that they don't see by revelation of what the Holy Spirit of truth is revealing to them. So I can just keep blinding them so that they don't see. And if they never see anything, they will never believe anything. And if they'll never believe anything, they'll never have what they believe, and they'll never open up their mouths to say what they believe. So I got them trapped. I've detained them. But I'm telling you, it's a new day. Get inside of that 21-day faith challenge. Many of you are registered, but you haven't enlisted. You haven't paid, because the program is not going to be activated until you pay the $21. It's not going to be free this time, boo. I know a lot of things I've been giving you for free for 7 years. But now is the time for you to invest in something instead of always just trying to receive something. See, that's another way to get transformed, to renew your mind. Yes, God wants you to receive something, because the gifts of God are free. But God has given people like me that are sitting before his feet to say, you know what, the gifts are free, but I'm going to help you get to the gift that I have laid my flesh down to get the gift and to receive some revelation knowledge to help take you into a place that you've never been before, as he says from Psalm 32, and he wants to direct you and instruct you and teach you in the way that you should go, and he would be your counsel, he will be your teacher, and he'll watch over you in the process. But we got a lot of set of eyes, because the master coach that's a part of this program, that created actually the program, he's watching over you and guiding you with his eye, and then he's using me in the natural to say, check back in and see if they've been accountable. See how they're starting off, because I guarantee you the way they're starting off in this area is usually sometimes the way they're starting off in other areas, and now you're getting a chance to just to see a little bit why their faith is not working even in other areas. God doesn't want your faith to be on high in one area. He wants you just to live by faith. So therefore, anything he's given you, you can participate and be activated through this experience. Hear what I'm telling you today. So I'm watching you, because there's a pattern. And some of me knowing you all, I know your pattern. I know that even when you get into something, this is how you start. You got to wrestle it. You got to buffle it. You got to challenge it. You got to give all of these other excuses of why you're not doing it. You were jolted. You weren't even jolted by even your emotions or whatever it is. I'm watching your pattern, because there's a pattern that needs to be broken. Your spiritual palate needs to be changed, because once it's changed to get to that next level in that area, you can operate on that level in every area of your life. Not when you're just in the gym, or not just when you're doing this thing. You can be on that level because you're operating out of one resource, which is the faith of God with the measure that you have. So it's best to take a baby step, but I can't get many of you all to just get off the shore. You keep, what are you waiting for? Why do you keep reasoning? Or why do you keep delaying? Why are you resisting it? There's a reason for that. So I'm just watching the resistance. And you're not just doing it because it's this program. You're doing it because that's that part of you that needs to be broken, part of you that doesn't have to resist everything. The challenge isn't the challenge to challenge you. the challenges, to bring out the challenges that you've been facing, that he's using me to cause me to see. He said, just listen. Just listen to him. Just listen to him. Just listen to her. And I said, because it hasn't changed. But God is doing something new. And he's asking you to get participated with what he's doing. I don't know you completely like he does. I'm discovering many of you. I'm still literally you're discoverable. You know, it's just like you're discovering new parts of yourself, and then when those parts are revealed, then we get a chance to discover. Say, wow, I didn't know you could do that too. Wow, I didn't know you could be that way or be that too. Well, you're discovering it because you're drawing out. What did he say? To work out what's been worked in you. There's something that has been worked in you before the foundations of the world. That's the good life. This is where you get a chance to be an artist. You get a chance to create, but you're co-creating. You're creating what's in you. You're bringing it forth. When God said, be light, don't you know that light existed? It just didn't exist in the realm where it was darkness. You exist. You can live. But it's time for you now to manifest, because you have already existed, and the things and the gifts and all of the jewels that God has placed inside of you, the essence of your beauty within has already existed. But when will we ever see you? Once again, I will stay close to you, instructing and guiding you along the pathway of your life. I will advise you along the way and lead you forth with my eye as your guide. So don't make it difficult. Don't resist it. Stop challenging yourself, because all you're doing is fighting you. Part of my mom's book, she says, is you against you. Stop challenging yourself. Why are you fighting with yourself? Why are you resisting this thing? Let it happen. It's so beautiful when grace just happens, when the father doesn't have to wrestle with the child, because the child was a created thing. You know, I think about, just think, if you have natural children, it's wonderful when you can just have a conversation with them without it being any kind of resistance. It's just wonderful. You're listening to them. They're listening to you. You're conversating. You know, there's no challenge, because they're all in alignment with God. You're in alignment with God. And then there's just this grace, this melody that happens. It's wonderful. It can be a symphony for you. It's an artistry. It's creative. It's the very beauty and the essence of God. God says in Isaiah 61, he gives you beauty for ashes. He gives you joy for the spirit of heaviness. You don't have to stay heavy. Yeah, your problem is real. That thing that you're facing is real. But what's greater than your problem, if you could just make your promise of God that he has given you before the foundations of the world, much greater than the problem that you are facing, or if you're standing in the gap for someone else, hear what I'm telling you today. You can have joy. You have the joy. Draw it out of you. One thing I don't do, I don't pray for peace. Heavenly Father, I need peace. He's like, Nina, you have peace. Draw it out of you. Heavenly Father, I want this. Nina, you have joy. Draw it out of you. Heavenly Father, I want to go more into your presence. You have my presence. Pull it down out of you. Heavenly Father, do you hear what I'm telling you? He will instruct you and teach you and point you on the road that you should follow. He will teach you and watch over you. Plan. So I pray this pep talk, this was, I don't know what kind of talk this was, but whatever it is, you're still on, and we all needed it. I'm refreshed and replenished. And I just want to also just give glory to God and glory to the Holy Spirit, because he just is so faithful. He always shows up, and I'm willing to stay and go through the process. If you don't understand really the art of how this works, to really lean not on your own understanding and trust in God, if I am on this broadcast, I could really have said, you know what, you on? I really don't have anything that I need to say, because I don't know what to say. But because I have a radio broadcast, I'm going to just hang up. No, It's like, mm-mm, you know how to work this thing. You stay with me and you draw it out. Now, literally, remember I started off having nothing to say and we've gone already over 7 minutes. Let me get you on out of this broadcast today. And I pray that you tapped into what I've had to share with you this morning. Listen to the wind words of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is saying to you that he will walk with you. He will stay close to you. He will instruct you. He will keep you on the pathways of life if you decide to be there. He will advise you along the way. He will lead you forth with his eyes. And he also admonishes you and I to not make it difficult. Don't be stubborn. Take him. Let him take you where he has already pre-designed to take you. And don't let him tug you and have to pull you along like, what is this, a passage that says it's like being stiff-necked or have to drag you around like a mule. He's saying, just come with me. That's what he tells us, just come. And here you can come without any money because all you have is within you. The kingdom of God is not something that you sit into a classroom to learn, like the education system. The kingdom of God is learning how to discern and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I pray that this segment bless you today. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you, and may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Enjoy the day, your day, in Jesus' name. Get with me tomorrow and continue on if you haven't already to get along with that 21-day faith building challenge. It takes literally about 30 minutes of your day. You can incorporate it into your devotion time or however you do it throughout the day at your pace. Also, you can join our Faith Builders Online Studio Lounge on Facebook as well. And if you haven't noticed already, on my website, there's a faith training. It's under ministries. And if you tap on there, you'll see all of the new things where you'll see everything concerning Next Level Nina with the emphasis of that. And you can register there and just get on board. I mean, this is a creative resource for you. So just get on board and do what God's asking you to do. Don't let them have to tug you. Just come. I love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.